This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind today? But I'm thinking about the Peacock Alley tonight. I can't help it. Love the Peacock Alley. Great restaurant. A lot of fun. The Zimmermans run a fabulous restaurant there and in other locations and have contributed mightily to the transformation of downtown Bismarck that's underway. And it's a great restaurant. Just always has been. Peacock's always been the place to be. We did that Legislature Today show there years ago. Just love it. We'll be there tonight with a free, no-obligation information session about our New York City trip. My wife Maria will be along, too. So if you want to meet the brains, the genius behind the program, you have to meet the woman who is the love of my life, Maria. Mother to our wonderful three children, Alex, Hannah, and Haley. And we'll be there tonight, Peacock Alley, 6 until 8 p.m. 422 East Main Avenue. So come and go as you please, deal. And by the way, it's not like a timeshare thing or something where we're going to pressure you to, hey, you want to come? No. Just the question. We get a lot of questions about the New York City trip. And so it's just easier to answer them all in one place and, you know, meet people and ask us anything. If you've never been to New York City before or if you love New York City, either way. And we'll have some folks that have been there before so you can talk to them too, separate from us. So very informal. You know, it's free, no obligation. If you want to eat, you know, the menu will be there. You're on your own for meals and that. Just very simple. Tonight in the Langer Room of the Peacock Alley, 6 until 8 p.m. tonight. Look forward to seeing you there. Tomorrow night, Pizza Ranch Fargo, 4:30 to 5:45. Same deal, okay? Pizza Ranch in Fargo, Wednesday the 4th, 4:30 to 5:45. All right, on the program today, I'll go backwards here. Dave St. Peter, President and CEO of the Minnesota Twins. What a great story. What a great story. We were going to chat with Dave yesterday. Didn't because of Las Vegas. A lot more to talk about Las Vegas today as well. General Wills of the North Dakota Army National Guard is in Puerto Rico. We're going to talk with her about the efforts that are happening there. She's the highest ranking North Dakotan, obviously, there, and is leading a lot of efforts, seen a lot. Looking forward to that chat coming up a little later on. We're going to start in a moment here with a woman by the name of Chris Mervold. Chris is from Fargo. She and her husband were at the concert in Las Vegas a Sunday night. And I take to the airwaves today in a similar place to where I was yesterday, but even more evolved from that. And I think I explained yesterday that, you know, normally you instantly want to know, you know, every little detail of you can get about, I mean, I think of San Bernardino. Okay, you wanted to hear from the neighbors. You wanted to know what was going on. Same thing down in Orlando, those other opportunities that felt similar to this. Fort Hood, you're like, what's going on? Put the pieces of the puzzle together for me. You know? Put the pieces, the puzzle together for me. I don't feel a desire as much this time to do that, and I don't know why. Well, I think I do know why. I think because, to me, it doesn't matter. You know, I've seen some reporting from Las Vegas, and every reporter's got to descend on the scene, right? And this is just what they do. And they're running around talking to people, shoving a microphone in people's, faces, and most often they want to know why. Why? I think it's quite obvious why. I'm not searching for an answer why. Talked about that yesterday. It's obviously it was evil. Whatever motivated it, it was evil. And it really doesn't matter what motivated the evil. I'll tell you a sad little story as part of that. I have to do this carefully, but my wife, or my daughter and I have encountered a young man. A second grader, through some things we do, that is, I think, what a teacher, if he were a you know, a professional educator would say, you know, this is a problem child, right? This is a child that I'm trying to help understand. And my daughter made a flippant comment about this young man. I'm not going to use his name. Say it's Joey. It's not Joey. But she said, I sure hope Joey doesn't turn out to be a guy like a guy in Las Vegas, you know, shot everybody up like that. And, oh, my gosh, my heart just went to my toes. Went right down to my toes. And I thought, she's right. Because I don't know about this guy. I don't want to know. I told you why. It's evil. It's just evil. But at some point, something flipped. Something, there was a trigger, right? Something happened in this individual. Maybe it was in second grade. Maybe it was in second grade. I heard a story from a priest one time who told me about an individual that struggled with all kinds of things. And once they found out what the wound was that he struggled with, they were able to heal him. And the wound came back to his childhood when they had a bunch of family members over one day. This little boy had struggled mightily to make some cupcakes for his dad and these guests, and went around to distribute all the cupcakes, giving everybody one, and he got to his dad, and he was so excited and so nervous, he dumped the cupcakes on his dad, the rest of them from the plate, and the dad flipped out. And the boy ran out of that living room, went to his room, and cried and cried and cried. And do you know this priest, 30, 40 years later, finds that little wound was what triggered all that. Now you think, my gosh, but these are the things that can. So the answer to Las Vegas in my mind is a hard heart. How it got to be hard almost doesn't matter. The only fix, and there always will be evil in this world, but the only fix is to just love one another, be nice to everybody you can be, and again, maybe the hearts don't become hard. In other words, I'm not saying, hey, if somebody would have saw that guy 5 minutes before this happened and smiled at him and threw an arm around him and said, you're okay, none of this would have happened. It was too far gone by that point. But the focus in my mind should be now, just how do you use a horrible, awful, terrible situation for greater good? To turn a page and say, okay, gosh, why did a guy like that become like that? What can I do so nobody else gets like that? You know what I mean? That'd be the better way to think, or all the good things that happened there. And that's what our next guest can talk a little bit about. Chris Mervold, who I mentioned, was with her husband and some friends at this concert in Las Vegas. He's gracious enough to join us for a couple of minutes to chat about this today. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, I said Fargo, but are you Fargo or West Fargo resident?
We live in West Fargo.
West Fargo, okay. I want to make sure I got that right. So, had this been something you guys are planning for a long time?
Yeah, we had planned it a whole year ago when I kind of saw it on Facebook about the previous year's festivities, and we started talking about it, and we're like, yeah, we should do that next year. So I think I probably bought the tickets about 9 months ago.
So obviously some excitement, you're going with some friends, you know, it's a big concert, it's a big deal, you're soaking it all in. Tell me what prompted the uh-oh in your mind? What was that first moment that you thought something's wrong here?
Well, we were sitting kind of just getting ready for the Jason Aldean concert, and it was, I mean, we didn't think anything was up. He started playing, and it was great, and we were singing and standing up and dancing, and for where we were in a area called the Neon Lounge, and it was kind of a VIP area closest to the Strip. So right on the Strip, so on the west side of the stage, but pretty close to the stage as well, but way on the west side. It was a covered tent, and then our seats were actually outside in front of it. And so we were dancing in that area and kind of heard some popping sounds, kind of sounded like bottle rockets, a couple bottle rockets go off, and we kind of turn around, and the Mandalay Bay is directly behind us, and we're, you know, looking and not really seeing anything and kind of thinking, well, that's kind of weird. You know, what is it? And it wasn't very much. It was just a few. And we kind of went on with our business. And then we heard a few more and a few more, and we're like, what is going on? And, you know, the minute we heard that, we turned around and looked on stage, and everything just went black. And we could see all the musicians and Jason Aldean sprinting off the stage, and we all look at each other, and we're like, that's when it kind of kicked in. We're like, get down, everybody get down. And so we had...
I'm sorry if I missed this, but you didn't hear anything at that point? You didn't hear gunshots? It was more you saw?
Oh, yeah. No, we were hearing it, but we just... Okay. And then it kind of kicked in on what it was. It wasn't fireworks. It was gunshots.
I see. I got it. Okay. Yeah.
And it was getting more and more and more. It started off just a few, but then it started, you know, kicking in where it was constant.
This felt like a long time, I imagine. Chris, sorry, we're up against the hard break here. Just hang on, if you would, one moment, and we will finish this on the other side of the break. I apologize. We have to take a break here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, 16 past the hour. I'm Scott Hannon. Tonight in the Bismarck. Tomorrow night, by the way, Pizza Ranch in Fargo for our New York City trip info sessions. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system, only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace. And it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems, in that we're making 5 natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different, in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing 5 different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing 5 different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great. It smells great. And you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace salt water system.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Council is our location tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. They have their full conference. It's happening at the Bismarck Event Center, and I am super excited. Actually, starts tonight, goes through Thursday about lunch there, I believe. So with 3 days of action, and we talk a lot about the Lignite Energy Council on the program. We talk about the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Just so you understand how incredibly important this industry is to everything that we do. Again, flip the light switch on and the power's there. And the security that comes from that, to be able to build businesses and keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer, is so extraordinary. It's life or death in this part of the world. There's no doubt about it. Look at Puerto Rico right now. What is going on there just with no power? So the reliability of that grid and also the affordability, extremely, extremely important. So we'll be talking lots about that tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. And, of course, I mentioned I'll be at the Peacock Alley tonight for the New York City meet and greet. Anybody interested in going to New York City, free, no obligation session. We got some brochures and answer some questions. 6 to 8 tonight at the Peacock Alley in Bismarck. Tomorrow, Pizza Ranch Fargo from 4:30 until 5:45. Then I am back in Bismarck for the Morton County Farm Bureau event. That'll be on, let's see, what day is it today? Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday night. No, Thursday, right? Thursday, yeah, so on Thursday. Keep it all straight. Anyway, so looking forward to that as well. So a lot going on this week. All right, continuing our conversation, Chris Mervold is with us. Chris and her husband and some friends were at the Jason Aldean concert that is now world famous near the Mandalay Bay Resort for this Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. She's telling us a little bit about the moment they knew things were going horribly bad. Chris, you mentioned the noise. Thought it was firecrackers. Mm-hmm. Saw everybody clear the stage, and it goes black, so you know it's not that anymore. Now, what do you do when you know something's really wrong? What did you guys do at that point?
Well, the first thing we did was just everybody got down. Everybody's on, get down, get down. And we were in an area where we had kind of folding stadium chairs, and we all were on the ground, laying on top of each other on the ground, just trying to protect each other. And we could feel, it felt like the bullets were going right over our heads, quite literally. And from the angle that we now see where he was, I mean, that's exactly where it was going directly
when you say you felt that, so you're talking mm-hmm. about like a zing, and not just one or two, right? Because this is a blizzard of them.
No, this is a continuous, you know, rapid fire machine gun style, like over and over and over and over and over again, didn't ever stop. And it seemed like it went on forever. And we just laid there, and I was holding my husband and praying over and over and over again. And it stopped for a little bit. And my husband, for some reason, grabbed me, and he's like, let's go. And we proceeded to just sprint out of there as fast as we could. We had to go up into the tent and then over and down to get out. And so we did that, and there was a police officer standing there, and he was just screaming people, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of people going out this entrance. It was only a VIP entrance. And he was just screaming at people to run the opposite way of the Mandalay Bay. And we just started sprinting as fast as we could down the street. There was no cars, no anything in the street. And we just kept running and running and running. Our friends didn't go as quickly as we did, so we got separated. We ended up running past the Luxor to the, I think we ended up at the Excalibur for some reason, and we thought the safest place is probably just to go somewhere, get inside somewhere, and because we didn't realize if it was just the one shooter or if there was other people that were gonna jump out at you somewhere and start shooting. We just had no clue what was going on. So we got inside the Luxor or the Excalibur and just started running as fast as we could out, you know, away from the doors. We thought it would be best to get inside, away from windows, all that kind of stuff. So
and the whole time you're running, there's still bullets flying?
Oh, the whole time we were running down the strip, there was bullets going the entire time.
Oh, the entire time. What did you see anybody that had been hit? I mean, what kind of carnage are you seeing as you're leaving?
Well, like I said, the little area that we went out of wasn't very big. I saw a couple people like laying on the ground. I didn't know if they were hit or if they had fallen down the stairs. You know, there was lots of people that were injured, not only from bullets but from just the mass chaos of people trying to, you know, leave and run down the stairs at the same time. So that little entrance, you know, wasn't where the majority of the people were. Our friends, didn't think it was safe to go out that door. So they, our one friends, ended up going all the way through the concert bowl, pretty much, to the very north side. The stage is set up on the south side. They went to the complete opposite north side, and he said when they got done, it was the worst decision ever, because that's where everybody keeps bodies and bodies and bodies. Just all throughout there.
What goes through your head once you get out of the danger, right? And once you first felt safe again, like this was done, what were you thinking?
I think we are all in shock. And I still think I am in shock. It still hasn't really sunk in. You know, the first thing we thought is, thank God that we're okay. You know, the second thought is, well, we need to find our friends. You know, we needed to, because at that point when we were in the hotel, we were just there by ourselves. And we needed to find a place to stay. You know, that was the bad part, is because we didn't have anywhere to go. So luckily we went for some reason, well, and nobody in the Excalibur knew what was going on. So we were yelling at people to get to your rooms. There's a shooter outside. And everybody's like, what? You know, nobody had a clue what was going on inside the casinos. And so then everybody starts moving their way to the elevator, and we just decided to go up on a random elevator up to a room area, and we got off on the fourth floor. And we were just hanging out. We didn't, you know, just walking in the hallway. We didn't really know what to do. And all of a sudden, these people come out of the elevator, and they're like, what's going on? And we tell them the story, and they're like, well, you're going to come stay with us. And we're like, are you sure? And they're like, yep, no, our room is down on the third floor. And I said, well, why are you on the fourth floor? And she said, well, we in the mad rush to get upstairs, we forgot to hit the number three, and they ended up on number four. And I'm like, oh, is this some sort of sign or what? So we ended up.
Well, it's also an incredible random act of kindness, right? What a neat deal.
Oh, yeah. Just and in the mad chaos, I didn't even get their name. There were a couple from Arizona that were just there for the night. And we just hung out with them in their room, watched TV, and then I got a hold of my other couple friends, and they found us. And so they ended up staying in that same room as well. There were six of us in this little room. But we were safe. And, you know, there were still so many rumors about what was happening, you know, whether it was just one shooter or there was a rumor that there was a triangle of shooters and they were picking people off in the middle of this triangle. And then there was a rumor that there was a car bomb at the Luxor next door to us.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, there's so much stuff.
And all the churn starts. Oh, my gosh. This is an incredible story. I just have one more question for you, Chris, if you don't mind hanging tight through the break. Fascinating story that you're telling today. And we're going to go to Puerto Rico today on the program. A lot of devastation down there. General Wills of the North Dakota Army National Guard is there. We'll check in with her. Dave St. Peter of the Twins and more on Las Vegas in the aftermath.
Come on. Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Join Scott Hennin for an unforgettable trip to New York City. It's a What's On Your Mind tour of one of the greatest cities in the world. You'll fly out of either Bismarck or Fargo on November 27th, and you'll return later that week after a great time in New York City. You'll get to see all kinds of amazing places like St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Union Square Market. You'll go on a dinner cruise. You'll see Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. Two great Broadway shows, The Phantom of the Opera, world-famous production there, and beautiful, the Carole King musical. And you'll be in the first group ever to tour the new Fox and Friends studio. It'll be a great time with great people, and you'll remember it for the rest of your life. There's no better time than winter to be in New York City and enjoy the great sights and sounds there. 952-898-0008 is the number you need. 952-898-0008, and find out more or email grouptravelplanners@mail.com. grouptravelplanners@mail.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Of the victims, we are praying for you and we are here for you. We ask God to help see you through this very dark period. Scripture teaches us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We seek comfort in those words, for we know that God lives in the hearts of those who grieve. To the wounded who are now recovering in hospitals, we are praying for your full and speedy recovery and pledge to you our support from this day forward.
Those words might have been, in my mind, President Trump's best as the president, and he has had a lot on his plate when you think about it. And those comments literally within hours of this happening, pretty phenomenal. Finish our conversation now with our guest, who was in Las Vegas at that concert, Chris Mervold. Her and her husband, Matt, along with some friends, were there, and she is sharing her story today for the benefit of our audience on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah.
Chris, I wanted to just ask you, you know, sure, this could be a long answer as far as the range of emotions you're feeling. There got to be many. But, you know, what is probably foremost in your mind having lived through this?
I think for me right now, and like I said, it's probably going to be a while until this whole thing processes. I feel like I haven't, you know, I was watching the TV yesterday and it didn't even seem like we were there. Hasn't quite sunk in yet, but the main thing that I was feeling when we got home yesterday is just thankfulness, gratefulness, that we were able to get out of there and able to be safe, every single, you know, me and all my friends. And that's just what I feel right now. I don't feel anger. I don't feel hate. I just feel, you know, really grateful and really blessed that we're all here today.
Yeah, how could you not? Because your odds were not good. 20,000 people at a concert, and, you know, you got close to 600 that have been killed or injured badly in this. And, you know, that's when the largest mass shooting in the history of the United States. So, you know, a lot of reasons to say, wow, what if, you know, what if?
Yeah.
I've heard this story about...
We all kind of talked on the way home saying that it just wasn't our time. And, you know, what that means, we probably haven't figured out yet, but it was just not our time to go yet. And we're very thankful for that.
And that idea, or that thought, or that reality that, hey, wasn't our time, to use your words, or, you know, we got a second chance... is liberating in some ways because it's pretty powerful. What do you do with it? What can I do? How do I use this? And that's maybe some of the good that will come out of the bad. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
You know, some other people were asking, how do you dare go out again? And how do you dare, you know, because my husband and I travel quite frequently and attend a lot of different things, and maybe it's not going to happen right away, but it definitely will happen for us. And, you know, to our kids, you know, you just can't live your life, like, in fear of these kind of things, because then that those people win. So just trying to be able to move on and get through things and enjoy maybe concerts again without that fear and without that, you know, thought in your head. It's kind of just my hope for the future.
Well, that's powerful. Very powerful. No doubt about it. And some great thoughts. Chris, really appreciate your time. And our best to you and your husband, Matt, your families, and all the others that were along on the trip. And appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with us today.
Thank you.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Chris Mervold with us from West Fargo. Her husband, Matt, and Chris were at that concert. And Chris, nice enough to share some of the story on What's on Your Mind. I enjoyed every second of that, of hearing that story. I really did. I really, really did. And I hope you did, too. She's saying, okay, wasn't our time. How do we make something out of that? What good do you think could come from an emotion like that? What good do you think comes from this? I mean, this was a battle of good versus evil. And the evil managed to take the lives of a lot of people and injure a lot of people. And a lot of lives have been impacted as a result of it. Worst mass shooting in the history of the United States. Just say that right there. All you need to know. But so that's an act of pure evil, as the president himself has said. We agree. In fact, here it is in his own words.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops. I want to thank the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and all of the first responders for their courageous efforts and for helping to save the lives of so many.
President Trump yesterday, but some powerful words there. So it is. It is an act of pure evil. He went on to say we must bond together as a result of it. So that's where I say, what would be some examples of how that would work? Tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. They just told me we are having two issues. One, our next guest has spotty cell coverage in Puerto Rico, so General Wills we're trying to connect with. And also we have a glitch going on. Todd, the radio god, goes on vacation, and glitches just emerge. They must know he's gone. With just the K-Fire signal? Rev, is it just a... Okay. All right, so if you're wondering, hey, what's going on? We know about it. We're working on it. Here's a call that came in a few moments ago.
I know the Yankees, they're a pretty tough team to beat, but the Twins are looking real good. I think this is going to be a close game. I say it's going to be 4-3, Minnesota. And by the way, if I win, I happen to like my donuts chocolate covered. Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
All right, that clearly wasn't for us. That was some random. So it's better, Rev, when you play the calls. We had calls on New York City and I'm sorry, on Las Vegas that had some questions, and my phone was blowing up with lots of issues, but we're all set. And we're back on 550 KFAR, so no worries there. We took care of that one. We still haven't taken care of the cell phone issue with Puerto Rico, but I'm not sure I am capable of fixing the cell phone issue in Puerto Rico. Okay, you know what I'm saying? All right. So back to the question of what good can come from this. Let me ask you this question. If you got off on the wrong floor in a hotel in Las Vegas, and you encountered some people who looked like they'd been through a bad situation and told you about some shooting that happened down there and there at this concert and the shooting going on, would you say, just come to our hotel room? I think, you know, your inclination would be to look at the time. Sorry, yeah, my baby daughter is waiting for me in the room. Gotta go. Right? There's a random act of kindness that Chris told us about. So all of these people that had seen this concert together from North Dakota huddle together in a hotel room and spend the night in a different hotel room, in a different hotel, it was a random act of kindness. There was a little bit of good that came out of some bad, wasn't it? And you heard Chris tell us, I didn't even think to get her number. So, in my mind, good conquers evil every time. And as long as there are more good in this world than evil, we're in a good place. There's too much evil. I'm with you. And there always will be evil. But use this in a way that says, I'm going to do my part, whether that's a little second grader to pure strangers in the middle of a hotel. I don't know. Whatever it is, pick something. That'll do it. Here's a call about it.
The only way evil can be beat is with love. If we love one another, this act wouldn't have even been done in the first place. If we love one another, we can work with one another and come and work over our
arc, says a texter. Act of random kindness. Arc. I agree. Texter says, I'm Christian. I can't expect the entire world to be believers, but I would like for God to at least get equal time and not be shoved to the side of other religions. Conversation that folks on Fox News Channel were talking about earlier. Roll a clip of that. That was an interesting debate today on Fox and Friends.
We all are sinners.
Yeah,
we fall short. This guy, his brother said, did not have religion in his life. You wear your cross. I heard you last night say you went to St. Patrick's to pray. There were a lot of people there lighting candles and praying. And then I heard you say, Big and Rich, when they sang on stage, God Bless America, an hour before some of them were killed to go meet God, that you said that was such a gift to their families. And
it
I
was.
With you. The president yesterday was consoling our nation, and it is so nice to hear our president quoting scripture, because I think I agree with you. We need to go back to that as families, because I feel sorry for this guy. I know that's awful to say because he didn't have God.
No.
When we get back from the break, Rev, cue it up to where Brian Kilmeade and Laura Ingraham kind of go toe-to-toe on, you know, there's people that are listening. He said watching. I'd say listening, that, you know, they don't read the Bible. They don't have a connection to religion. And she was he was trying to broaden this discussion. And by the way, you don't have to be a person of faith to be nice to somebody. Right? I mean, that, you know, obviously the Christian faith teaches love me as I love you. It's a tall order. You know, but the golden rule is be nice, treat people like you'd like to be treated is another way to do it. But it was an interesting exchange. We'll play that a little bit. Another texter, why is nobody talking about the 12th floor shooter? There's either multiple shooters or that guy they're saying did it was shot before the shooting started and the real shooter is still at large. It's a setup. If he planned this, he wouldn't bring 20 guns. It's staged. There's multiple videos showing the shooter on the 12th floor. Here we go with the theories. Look, whatever it is, get to the bottom of it. I don't know. I hadn't heard that yet, but, you know, I don't have the energy for the grassy knoll. I just don't. Look, it was evil. Whether it was 12 guys that did it or one guy, it was evil. Deal with it appropriately and, you know, on we go. A couple texts yesterday I didn't get to that I should have. They were really good, and I promised those folks I would today. So I'll get to those. Some more new ones. Other calls, welcome. We'll reschedule the chat with General Wills since the Puerto Rico cell phone signal isn't working, and Dave St. Peter coming up. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And skewed from godly principles and holding ourselves accountable to something other than ourselves. And no matter who you might call God or a higher power, that really is the fundamental discourse that's happened in our culture, in our world. And I think that alone and singly is probably the culprit of why we're having such a rampant uptick of people getting crazy or doing such horrible things. So I would say that the answer really is getting back to those godly principles and being a people of faith. I really think that that is really the answer, and outlawing it as the left seems to want to do all the time. The further we go down that road, the worse our culture and our society gets. The writing's on the wall. We really need to get back to God.
I appreciate that call, and others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Yesterday, a texter said, hey, where were the NFL players? The sorry NFL players, where were they while the police and other first responders are running into the line of fire in Vegas and they're protesting? They're protesting. Yeah. What you said. I agree. Here's the nicest text I think I've gotten in a long time. From a listener that says, our hearts and prayers go out to all those that are being affected by this insanity. I thank our Father in heaven that someday he will have the final say. I also thank him for the people like you and our president who are truthful and sincerely working to have a country that stands by our God-given Constitution, where we are all free Americans regardless of our nationalities. Thank you, Scott. You are all in our prayers. Wow. Thank you. That's a nice text, nice thought, nice gesture. Appreciate you very much. And, you know, the Constitution is the root of all this. You go back to the whole illegal immigration thing. You go back you name it. About any Obamacare. I mean, about anything we're facing right now in this country. If we would return to the Constitution, a lot of those battles would go away. Say, no, but right there. Can't do it. We love our callers. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And our friends at Delta help us celebrate our callers, too, on What's On Your Mind. One call does it all. To Delta, one call can do it all right here. To make a difference.
Good morning, Scott.
Simple as that. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry come from Delta Constructors. If you go online to deltaconstructors.net, you'll find out more about it. Or I encourage you to call Eric this first hand, 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151 for turnkey well site solutions. Here it is.
Morning, Scott. You'll notice I didn't say good morning. Personally, I feel sick to my stomach over what happened in Vegas. And I just like to say that I wonder how much of this is driven by the liberal media and their constant hammering on conservatives being racist and everything else. I just think it's creating a poisonous atmosphere, and it's bringing out the cockroaches. So I think that's where the blame really lies.
Thank you so much for that comment. Our Delta One call does it all, call of the day, because I have in my hot little hands here one story that I wanted to talk about today. Usually I come in here with a stack of stuff, don't always get to all of it. I have one that I thought spelled out this very thing. Headline, CBS fires vice president who said Vegas victims didn't deserve sympathy because country music fans often are Republican. Ladies and gentlemen, that tells you all you need to know about how far too many members of the establishment media think. And there's no possible way for that way of thinking not to make its way into reporting in what they do. None. Not a Zippo. CBS decided to part ways with this person, which was evidently one of their top lawyers, after she said she was not sympathetic to the victims of Las Vegas, the story reads. She issued a statement of apology Monday night. Haley Geffman Gold. Hyphen there in the last name. The network's now former vice president and senior counsel said earlier today, I posted an indefensible post in a Facebook discussion thread concerning the tragic Las Vegas shooting, a statement I sincerely regret. Do you think she does? Now, those little moments tell you more about somebody than you'll ever know. My favorite, though, was CBS explaining the firing. A CBS spokeswoman told Fox News that Geffman Gold, who was with us for approximately 1 year, violated the standards of our company is no longer an employee. You know, like, oh, she's been here a year. We'll get rid of her. Well, I wonder if she'd been here for 25 years, then she'd have been fine? What? I she'd have said something about liberals? I don't. Look, that's all you need to know. The reason I brought that in speaks volumes about what mainstream media think. They think the victims of Vegas deserve zero sympathy because you're a Trumper. You're a Republican. You're a country music fan. So I'm glad you died. You got no sympathy for me. Sick. Sick, sick, sick. New York City info sessions free tonight. Peacock Alley, 6 o'clock. Pizza Ranch Fargo, 4:30 tomorrow. Remember that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after the timeout. Dave St. Peter will join us from the Minnesota Twins and much more. Stay tuned.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.